this is your friend Tim again. Say, we have an exciting chapter about Jump Jump's Christmas adventure today, so be sure and listen closely. Here I am again. It was all wonderful being up at the North Pole with my friends from Holiday House, Mary Holiday, Archie Potter the Clown, Sleepy Slim the Lion, the Poet, and, oh, of course, Jump Jump, that little elf who's only 3 inches tall. He was jumping into everything that morning, and we had quite a time keeping him from waking poor Santa Claus up. I say poor Santa because he hadn't slept for a week, having been so worried about his reindeer who had been stolen by the selfish Ice Queen. We had to find that Ice Queen, but more about that in a minute. Particular morning, we'd managed to keep Jump Jump pretty quiet because he was so taken in with this little Jennifer, the doll I had carved for him. Jennifer was just his size, a little sister doll who looked just like him. Long red hair, pointed ears, and round black eyes. The little elf was sitting beside his sister doll on the back of a toy fur dog before the fire, pretending he was taking Jennifer for a ride.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. What are you playing now, Jump Jump?
I'm a lion hunter, Tim.
Jump Jump, how clearly you speak. Mary Holiday, everybody, listen to Jump Jump. He's speaking clearer than ever before. Say something, Jump Jump.
What do you want me to say?
Wonderful. You're speaking slowly enough for everybody to understand. I'll bet you practice.
I practiced. I'm doing it for Jennifer.
So you're a lion hunter, huh?
Jennifer and I are in the jungle.
Aren't you scared in the jungle?
No. Bang, bang.
You better not go bang, bang so loud, Jump Jump. It might wake Santa up.
Bang, bang.
You sure like your Jennifer doll, don't you, Jump Jump?
Yes. I want everyone to have a Jennifer doll.
Well, Jump Jump, we'll have to get the reindeer back first. When we rescue the reindeer from the Ice Queen, maybe Santa Claus can bring everyone a Jennifer doll. Hey, Jump Jump, where are you going? Come off of that toy teeter-totter.
Goodbye, Tim. See ya later.
Goodbye? See me later? Where are you going?
I'm going to get Santa's reindeer. Goodbye.
Oh, no, Jump Jump. You can't. Don't go by yourself. Jump and crickets. He'd gone right out of the window like a diver off a springboard. I didn't know what to do, so I called for Mary Holiday. Mary Holiday! Mary Holiday!
Sleepy Slim! Sleepy Slim!
What's all the shouting about? What do people shout for? It makes me tired to listen.
Oh, hello, Sleepy Slim. The lion, did Jump Jump come back?
No.
Oh, well, did he go through this window, Tim?
Yes, Mary Holiday. You didn't see him, Sleepy Slim?
Nope, I haven't seen seek or rabbit of him.
Seek or rabbit? Don't you mean hide or hair of him, Sleepy Slim?
Yes, I guess I do. But seek's as good a word as hide, and rabbit is a hare. Why not say seeking rabbit if a druther? What's all the fuss about here?
It's Jump-Jump, Slim. He told Tim he was going to bring Santa's reindeer back all by himself. Oh, I'll just have to go after him, that's all.
Wait, Mary Holiday! Wait! Oh, she's gone. I think I'd better go find Archie Pogley and the poet.
Oh, goodness, all of this dashing about, it wears me out. I think I'll take a nap. Hello, poet. Well, what do you know? He didn't even stop to say hello to me, and we're such good friends, too. Oh, there comes somebody else. I can't sleep a wink.
Oh, did the poet come in here, Sleepy Slim?
Yeah, he did, but he flitted right out again after he got his coat.
I guess he's following Mary Holiday.
What is this? What's going on?
Oh, there's Archie Pogley out the window. Hey, Archie Pogley, have you seen the poet out there? Oh, he disappeared over the hill. I guess he's gone after the others. Archie Pogley! Oh, now he started off, too. I'd better follow him. Wait for me, Archie Pogley!
Tim, would you...
Where's my jacket? Oh, here it is. Oh. Now, why did Jump-Jump have to go off by himself that way?
Tim, I've got a great idea. Now, you've been carving things out for Jump-Jump, but how's about Tim? He's gone, too. It's a fine howdy-do. It's fine. Everybody dashing after somebody else. Jump-Jump's after the reindeer, and Mary Holiday's after Jump-Jump, and the poet is after Mary Holiday, and Archie Pogley's after the poet, and now Tim's after Archie Pogley. They can't do that to me if they think I'm going to trot out in all of this cold, slushy, slivery old snow. They're wrong. But I'm too smart to miss anything. Now, how can they get along without me? I wish I had a... Oh, say, the wishing star. Oh, it's still out there by the barn. I'll ride up and I'll rescue them all. That's what I'll do. I'll take my bed along so that I can take a nap on the way, too. Oh, yep. That's what I'll do. Well, here we are. Yep, there's the wishing star. It hasn't moved a bit. Well, now up with my bed. Now for myself. How am I going to get in here without a ladder? Let's see. Well, heave-ho. Well, I'm ready to go now. Let's see. I have to run the star by wishing. I have to wish for something to make the wishing star go up in the air. Oh, let's see. I wish. Oh, if I could only think of something to wish for.
I walked along pretty fast for a while, and finally I saw Archie Pogley ahead of me, and soon I caught up with him. In another minute, we caught up with the poet. And finally, by hurrying, we saw Mary Holiday walking along ahead of us.
Jump-Jump. Oh, please come back, Jump-Jump. You'll get lost.
Hello, Mary Holiday. We're ever so glad to find you. Seen any sign of Jump-Jump yet?
No, Tim, I haven't. I don't think he could be very far away. Let's all call together. Jump-Jump.
Oh, Jump-Jump.
Oh, Jump-Jump. Oh, I hear him. Oh, thank goodness. I hear him answering us. Jump-Jump, where are you?
Right here, Mary Holiday.
Oh, yeah, I see his little red cap now. Oh, Jump-Jump, don't slip on the ice, Jump-Jump. Oh, here you are. I'm so glad to have you safe in my hand again. Now, you cuddle down in my fur collar and get warm. Why'd you go without us, Jump-Jump?
I went to rescue Santa's reindeer.
Oh, little Jump-Jump, you make us all feel ashamed of just sitting around while there is a threat to Christmas. You're right. We must try to get the reindeer back for Santa. And right away, we've wasted enough time.
Where are we? I can't see Santa's house anymore.
No, neither can I. Well, I was sure we hadn't come very far.
It's this way.
No, Tim, I think it's this way, Tim.
Well, the poet's walking that way, Mary Holiday.
Oh, yes, and Archie Pogley's going that way.
Oh, look up there, Mary Holiday.
Where?
Oh, it's the wishing star.
Oh.
Hey, up there.
Yes, yes, it's the wishing star. It's coming closer.
It's Sleepy Slim.
Yes, I can see Sleepy Slim, and he's brought his bed along with him.
Hello, there.
Hello.
Come to rescue you, just in the nick of time, too. I kept wishing I could go to sleep, and I've almost got myself convinced. Here I come now. Whoa, Star. Whoa.
Oh, Sleepy Slim. You're simply wonderful for thinking of coming to look for us in the Wishing Star.
I know it. I'm always wonderful. I'm wise, too. And I'm so sleepy, though. I'm going to have to take a nap before we go back to Santa Claus' house. I'm just so tired.
But Slim, we can't stand here while you sleep. Oh, what's that, Mary Holiday?
I don't know what it is. But I don't like it, Tim. Tim, I can't move my arms or legs. I can't move my arms or legs.
I can't either. What's happening? It was the scariest thing I'd ever seen. Out of the sky came a white whirlwind. Round and round it went, sweeping down on us. I thought it was after us at first. But instead, it went to the wishing star. There was a crash like glass shattering. Then it whirled up into the sky again and sped out of sight. I had a glimpse of a white face and eyes like green ice staring down at me. And I thought I heard a high, chilling laugh. I can tell you, it wasn't all snow that made me feel so cold. And then everything was still again.
Tim, I can move again. Can you?
Why, yes. Yes, I can, Mary Holiday. What was it?
Oh, I'm not sure. But I think that we have seen the Ice Queen.
Look, the wishing star. It's gone.
It's gone.
Hutchie Pugly, pull it. Sleepy Slim. The wishing star is gone! I can tell you, I was really scared. Even Jump-Jump was scared. I could see his little face peeking out from Mary Holiday's collar, and his tiny cheeks were anything but rosy. Be sure and meet me here again tomorrow to hear more about my adventure with Jump-Jump and the Ice Queen. Goodbye for now.